Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar. First things daily, before doing other things. It pleases God that His children make Him the first priority of their lives as they wake up daily. Welcome also to Saturday, Day 6 in month 6, 2026. 4-6 together the same day. That is symbolic and spiritually significant. Man is a six-day creature. For on the sixth day in creation story, God made man in His own image and after His own likeness, and He gave him authority and dominion. Now, open your hand and your heart to let me use this in praying. Receive it and be responding with amen. I receive it. May this be your day of sweet testimonies. From now on, your authority and dominion, where God has placed you, shall not be queried or challenged. In your territory, you will live and operate as a monarch. Let's take this prophetic action today. Do it if it is possible and convenient for you to do now. If not, receive the prayer. And when it is possible, do it. Play this message back then. Now, step over a line or an object in your room or where you are. It could be your towel spread on the floor, put on the floor, your mantle, a piece of cloth, your throw pillow, a book, or an object. Throw it on the floor or your carpet. Step over it. Step back. Step over it again. Step back. Do that 7 times. Each time you step across it or step over, declare, I cross over so-so-so. I cross over so-so-so. Mention what you are crossing over. I prophesy. You will cross over your Red Sea. You will cross over your River Jordan. And you will cross over your walls of Jericho. You shall possess your possession. Say, amen, I receive it. You watch all the resistances, oppositions, on all those things you mentioned as crossover will clear out of your way and your children's way. What has been difficult for you before will now be made easy. Say amen. Go and try what you tried before that did not work. It will work this time around. Go and write the letter again, send the message again, knock the door again, remind him or her again. Doors will open for you. June 6th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live long and fulfill purpose. Happy birthday. Right? Let's do teachings. First issue today. This is a response from a member. Hello, sir. Concerning the question asked by the young man who wants to engage a lady of 29. My take, sir. One, the lady will never be a good wife because the signs are there already. Two, she and family have a terrible mindset. Three, all Nigerian ladies are not the same. Our ladies are good and enterprising. Four, prayerfully look for another lady to marry to avoid regrets. Wow, exactly what I also counseled. Thank you for sending this. The Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every truth shall be established. Thank you. Next, good morning, Daddy. My wife packed out of the house with 4 kids last year, September 14. I reported the issue to her kinsmen. I was invited on October 5, but my wife was not invited to the meeting. So the meeting was postponed to September 9. I then told them to give me some time to enable me bury my late father in November 2025. Since then, my in-laws family did not want to invite me back again. Please, what should I do, sir? Wow. My first impression is that you have not told us the whole story or the whole truth. A wife with 4 kids cannot just pack out of her matrimonial home without some crisis. There can be no smoke without fire. How I wish we can get your wife to also speak to us here. I know she will have a lot of things to say. Prevention is better than cure, all my listeners. Let's prevent issues such as marriage, health, and business and all. Let's prevent them from deteriorating or from collapsing or total collapse before looking for solution. I don't know the whole story, but as the man, the head of the home, you could have prevented or made this not to get to this level. Well, you will still have to go to your in-laws to get a new date for reconciliation. Please be humble. Don't allow ego. Don't allow pride. And have a soft mind. Desire genuine reconciliation. If not, both you and the woman will suffer, and your children will suffer the most. When two elephants fight, the grass under them suffer the most. For their sake, for God's sake, for your testimony's sake, and for humanity's sake, reconcile whatever it might cost you. Next, good morning, Dad. Thank you for all you do for us. How do I handle or guide my 28-year-old son, who I notice is always on phone with a girl? May God continue to imbue you with wisdom. Wow. Your 28-year-old son is still living with you in the same house? How? Why? That's the first thing that hit my mind as I read your piece. Now, always on phone. At 28 years, most young men have already settled in life, growing their life. In fact, have married. And if he has a good job and is also growing his career, where is your son? Make him see you as a loving, caring mother, not hostile to him. Then sit him down one day soon and tell him what you have observed, and that if that lady is the one she wants to marry, she should let you know her. You want to pray for both of them and love them. His response will tell you what next thing to do. Above all, prayers. Be praying for him. Do warfare prayer for him, not to be distracted by a girl in life or make a wrong choice in marriage. Next, good day, Daddy. I'm a registered nurse, midwife, with BNSC degree in nursing. Currently doing my master's degree. All effort to get a permanent appointment proved abortive. All I have been doing is a contract job, which has expired this January and cannot be renewed again. My husband wants me to join him in the far north in Nigeria. I don't know what to do, though I'm trying to secure another lecturing job with one of the universities. Please, sir, I need your advice as regards my career and marriage. My children are grown up, two graduates and one in the university, the youngest in SS2. Wow. I don't mean to offend anyone or Nigerian sensibilities, but what is your husband doing in the far north of Nigeria at this time? Is he from there? Are you both from there? Although nowhere can be said to be absolutely safe in Nigeria's space again, as at now, but the far north, east, northwest, are far more hit than all other areas. In fact, the worsening situation of insurgency, terrorism, Boko Haramism, and banditry situation in Nigeria today came from the north, now spreading to the southwest and all over the country. If his security is someone guaranteed, depending on where in the far north he is, the Bible standard is that husband and wife should stay together. But if the initial agreement is that you and the children be in the southwest here for their schooling and their safety, then he should arrange to join you by now with the worsening security situation in the far north. Well, pursue your master's degree. I'm sure you will get a suitable employment soon. Let your husband hear this counsel if he's not on the platform. Yes, you are, of course, you need prayers. Fervent prayer for God to give direction and be in control. Well, let all of us intensify our prayers for Nigeria, for these terrorist invaders to leave our countries. They are not Nigerians. They invaded our country from the Sahel region. Now, is your communion food ready? Today is communion service. Then have you given God his portion in your earning lately, in your latest income. 10% of our income is God's portion in our earning. Tithe, personal and corporate tithing. Don't let it be a struggle or difficult for you to pay tithe. It opens your heavens of blessings and removes devourers from your life. Anytime you are faced with challenges or have a journey to make, an assignment, an exam, an interview, you are pressured in any area or a major expectation, in addition to prayer and fasting, sow battle seed. So victory seed. We also have learned about victory seed on this platform. They work wonders. Sacrifice always move the heavens in our favor. Do as much as you have the grace, the power, the capacity, and the faith to do. It is between the individual and God. TPGF UK conference is counting down seriously. 13 days more to go. Friday and Saturday, June 19 and 20. TPGF members and listeners in UK, Europe, pray and plan to be there. The rest of us, with our loved ones in UK, in London, in Manchester, in Liverpool, in Bradford, and all the rest, encourage them to be there. Conference is free, but registration is important for planning and logistics. Two telephone numbers to call and register. Adeola on 074-111-28401. Franklin on 079-897-088. Call, register. Make sure you shake my hand when I show up in Manchester. Communion food. Take your communion. I prophesy over that communion element, the element of the blood and the flesh of Jesus. As you eat and drink, your dominion over sicknesses, over all afflictions starts now. Pray more on your own, and when you are true, eat and drink, you are blessed. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.